Hey everyone, it's Mrs. Bridie, and today we are going to have a social studies lesson about how we got the alphabet. So, the alphabet started in the early days, and it was actually a pretty long process. The first people to write down things carved symbols into rocks or shells. These symbols represented people or things. A lot of the people that used these symbols were hunters or gatherers. But back then they called them hunter-gatherers. So they got the food together and they wanted to tell people how to hunt animals or where to find them. So they drew pictures of people on cave walls and on animal hides. Soon people started using this system, and it spread to Egypt. And these people believed in many different gods, and they had many different symbols for the gods. Also, they had symbols that stood for water, buildings, foods, and other parts of life. People living in Sumeria are thought to have used the first written language about 5,000 years ago. That's a long time ago. Other claims have been put forward for civilizations in China and India. So, research suggests that the idea of an alphabet was first used in Egypt, and that was around 1900 BC. Civilizations that traded with or fought against Egypt were exposed to this alphabet, and the idea spread. The ancient Greeks adapted this alphabet and created their own. The ancient Romans refined it to a state almost like our own modern alphabet. The idea of stringing letters together to make words were born. You can see by looking at letters from the Roman alphabet that these letters survived almost intact in our modern English alphabet. So, guys, pretty interesting how our alphabet began, and I suggest that everyone go look at different languages such as Chinese, Spanish, Japanese. It's all very interesting, and maybe look up the background information on it because it's very important on how things started. So, thank you everyone for listening, and this is Mrs. Bridie's quick lesson in social studies about the alphabet.